All throughout our 45th year, we've got friends stopping by Brekkie, reminding us all to celebrate local arts and music. Someone who has been the cornerstone of live music in WA is Abby May. She's got her eyes set on her 7th album and is inviting us along for the ride. Morning, Abby.
Good morning.
Welcome back to Brekkie. It's been a minute, but glad to have you with us.
It's a real treat for me. I love seeing you. I love RTR.
We love you too. Hey, album number 7, which feels like... It feels like right? Now's the time?
Yeah. Well, it's, you know, as an independent artist, especially in the midst of all this COVID disruption, it's really, really hard, I mean, even at the best of times, to fund a record without, you know, label backing and stuff like that. So it feels like the right time, and I've just gone, look, give us a hand, come to my album fundraisers, you know, throw a couple of bucks at my merch shop, you know, things like that. And people have been so... awesome about it. It's been really surprising, actually. I just had no idea that people wanted so many t-shirts.
I don't see why not.
Yeah.
It's also like lovely, a testament to people who really not just like enjoy music but really understand what it is to support an artist and to help them make that happen for the next step.
Yeah, absolutely. I think people really get it, whether they're musicians or not. They understand the importance of music in their lives. I was actually having an amazing conversation with my Uber driver this morning. I want to say a shout out to Pavanji, who I said I would do, so there you go, mate, who's now a new RTR fan.
Fabulous.
Amazing guy. And he understood, he's not a musician, but he understood the importance of music in community and the importance of connection and catharsis for the artist. And it really just highlighted to me that, you know, you don't need to be a musician to understand how important it is to support musicians.
Yeah, absolutely. We want to talk about the fundraiser shows in a moment, but another way that you've sort of started to do that is really to reinforce the connection and also to find other avenues to create those funds is Patreon. It's an ever-changing sort of musical landscape, and how we connect with each other changes. You've started that recently. How's the journey going?
Yeah, it's been cool. So there's a small handful of people that are paying $7 a month to get more exclusive access to my content. I generally share things with them that I don't on social media. They also get like a 5% discount at the merch thing, and, you know, they get notice of ticket sales and things like 24 hours before anyone else. So I try to give them a little treat just for their contribution each month. And it's been really nice, actually. It hasn't been at all stressful. And I do recommend it for any musician or artist out there. Like, people who love your art do want to help.
Mm.
And so I think it's just important to kind of put yourself out there and give it a bit of effort, perhaps, you know.
Yeah. I like that you say it's different to what you post usually on your social media, because you've become somewhat of like a meme curator.
I love memes. Look, I mean, it's no secret that I have experienced a few troubled years there. I distanced myself from the music industry for a long time. It took 5 years between albums. I was not happy. I was very, very depressed. And I navigated that through help from my GP, obviously. I'm not going to discount that. I did need some pretty severe help there. But I do credit a lot of my, like, I'm in a really good place, and I have been consistently now for quite a while, like I would say a year, 18 months. And I credit that with two things. One, diminishing the intake of alcohol has been important, but okay. Two, memes, have a laugh. Like, I love them. And sometimes I will just kind of look at them. I've got a little stash of them at home that I just kind of like pull out when I really need to laugh. And I just think it's the best remedy for any kind of ailment of particularly around, like, you know, melancholy or depression. Mm. So yeah, I mean, you can check out my stories, they're kind of riddled with memes, but I like to laugh, and it's made a huge difference in my life.
Yeah, I can speak not for everybody but for myself, sort of just as you flick through online, and you're not really intaking everything that people are posting. The memes, though, it's like that little break of the, hey, you've had a lot of scrolling time, maybe you should stop. Instead of that, it's like, here's a hilarious cat something.
It's nice on my end to not be constantly selling to people,
sure,
but also as a person who, you know, is a consumer as well, to not be constantly sold to is a relief. So, you know, if you're just having a laugh without any kind of ulterior motive behind it, I think it's a powerful way to connect without any kind of monetary exchange.
Abby May, selling records but also selling love this morning. We're going to talk a little bit more about your next sort of project in a moment, but you are going to play live for us this morning, mm-hmm. which I always extremely appreciate. Tell us what we're going to hear.
This is a song called Drunk Before Midday. Now, I just want people to know that this is not my lifestyle anymore, but it certainly was for a bit there. I have lived quite a what you might call a cliched rock and roll lifestyle, which is basically just like a kind of romantic way to say I was self-destructing quite strongly. I wrote this, gosh, in like 2019, which will give you an indication of how long it takes to fund a record. As an independent artist, it's a long road. Whack a bit of, you know, global pandemic in there, and you know, you cut off your ability to earn through touring, and it's not so easy. So this is a song about a period in my life in which I was you know, quite philosophical about my own self-destruction.
All right.
Drunk Before Midday.
We're gonna hear it right now on Breakfast. This is Abby May live in the studio with Drunk Before Midday.
My sister got a serious boyfriend. You know I actually do like him. My brother's got babies and mortgages to pay, and I'm just drunk before midday. I took a liking to my friend Anna. She's just got something about her. I've got more questions than answers, and it isn't gonna change. And I'm just drunk before midday. Ooh, ooh, this is a letter from me to you. Mostly it's all good. I hope it is for you too. Some stuff's been heavy, other stuff's been cool. I'm working on my drinking, I promise you it's true. My father took a trip to India. He lost it a week before the illness hit. He told me he felt stupid, but I said it's okay, 'cause I'm just a drunk and he's so very brave. I made my mother cry at Christmas, so next year I'm gonna have a new wish list. I tell her I love her and she says it's okay, even though I've been drunk since New Year's Day. Ooh. From me to you, mostly it's all good. I hope it is for you too. Some stuff's been heavy, other stuff's been cool. I'm working on my drinking, I promise you it's true. My nephew Jeremiah calls me daily. He's learning his words and he calls to say, I love you and I miss you, you did so good today. So now I only drink when it feels okay. This is a letter from me to you. Mostly it's all good, I hope it is for you too. Some stuff's been heavy, other stuff's been cool. I'm working on my drinking, I promise you it's true.
Live on Breakfast, you just got to hear from Abby May in the studio with you this morning, Drunk Before Midday. Thank you, mate. I always appreciate it. Live on Breakfast.
Thank you.
It was beautiful. Now we're getting ready because you've got a few shows coming up to help fundraise to bring the seventh record into the world. Mm-hmm. It comes after Fruit, which we had in 2018, a super sort of jam-packed record full of lots of emotion. How do you...
Can't promise the new one's not going to be.
I hope so.
I'm very emotional.
How do you sort of like go, okay, that was the Fruit era, now it's time to move into the next thing in my life?
Well, I find time helps. You know, it has been a number of years. But also my co-writer and producer, Matt Geo, we don't want to repeat the same stuff. We're both very... focused on learning and getting better, and there's a lot of stuff that we want to expand upon in not just the subjects for me as the lyric writer and general sort of initial writer, but also in the way we produce this. And, you know, this is a record that we're making at Studio Della Nonna. So there's a studio at the back of Gio's Nonna's house, which I just love Nonna. She makes the best biscuits. So it's a much smaller scale production, this one. The last one was made in Rada Studios, which is quite a big studio. And, you know, you've got like some pretty incredible albums have come out of there. So you had that kind of luxury of a larger studio with that one, which gives you the capacity to make a more authentically big sound. This one we're going to approach a bit differently, so it is going to sound different. I am more focused on playing my acoustic, so there's a bit more acoustic in it. The way we're producing stuff like drums and bass is much more kind of intimate. And it's hard to explain, but yeah, it's basically, you know, different time. Gio and I are influenced by different things. I've hopefully grown and learnt since my last record, and so there should be a more mature approach to this and a more mature kind of angle on these songs. So it is going to be different, but every album I've made has been different, and yeah. I'll never change that.
I think that's what we sort of love and not expect, because you can't expect things from people, but...
You can expect to not expect what
that's
you...
That's it. That's what I'm trying to say. Thank you. if you want to come and see Abby May and help support this next record being brought into the world, there's a couple of gigs coming up Saturday and Sunday at the Backlot, doing things a little bit different this time round because they're quite intimate gigs, aren't they?
Yeah, this is it. So it's not this weekend, it's next weekend, Saturday the 28th of May,
the 28th and
Sunday
and
the
29th.
Yeah. I mean, go there this weekend. It's a great venue. I'm not sure what's on, but I'm sure it's great.
It might
great.
Be closed. That's yeah. okay.
This is
stand
it.
There.
So they are different. I'm really hearing a lot of people, especially my audience, who, you know, have been with me for 20 years. So we're all sort of, you know, I wouldn't say getting a bit long in the tooth, but, you know, we're not really up for the sort of 2 a.m. Waking up on the sidewalk with a bit of pizza in your hair kind of thing. You know, I've done that, and I'll write a song about it, actually. you know, there's a lot of us have mortgages and families and jobs, and staying out really late isn't an option. So I thought perhaps it would be a good idea to kind of float into the community an expression you know, wanting to support people who want to come to shows but can't stay out late. You yourself must experience this incredible, because you've got to go to lots of shows,
oh,
don't
Fridays
you?
Are a write-off. Yeah. Yeah, no.
And you're up at, you know, God knows yeah. what time, hooning down the freeway to get to here. So we're doing early shows, 6 to 9 p.m., and these shows, you can't quite call them a matinee because that's kind of like mid-afternoon, I think.
It's like dinner and a show.
Yeah, and it is, because, you know, you've got these wonderful sponsors, Gather Foods, which is an Aboriginal-owned company, and Lucky Bay Brewing from Esperance, who are donating food and drink to every ticket holder. So you get to kind of come hang out, listen to me play an unplugged set of songs, old and new, destined for the new album, and then have a little meet and greet with me in the beautiful Backlot Bar, where we can sort of nibble some great local produce. So I'm just trying to make it a little more in line with what, I mean, I want, you know, I've done my time, I think, in the rock
sure.
and roll kind of, I'm not going to say gutters, but I definitely have been in the gutter there. And it's just, you know, it's definitely a fun experience, but I think a lot of us now just want to have, you know, a nice little show and then go to bed.
Look, from in the gutter with pizza in your hair to a shardy in your hand, it's a little bit different. And that's okay. It's the next era.
Yeah, look, there's a time and place for everything. And I think that there's, you know, I personally want to do both matinees and late shows because I think that it's important to cater to everybody's needs, especially when you're trying to raise funds for an album. So I basically am just here saying I will work for money, you know, I will work for food. So, yeah, these are going to be really exciting shows. And, of course, the Backlot is a really fun little venue down in West Perth. It's easy to get to. And I just saw another artist on the weekend perform there, and I thought this is very cool, and I hope that it continues, you know.
Yeah, absolutely. So if you want to go and see Abby May doing an unplugged live set at the Backlot, Saturday the 28th of May, Sunday the 29th of May, tickets are online. We'll pop a link up at our website. Abby, it is always such a pleasure to have you. Thank you for coming nice and early.
Thanks, mates. Cheers.